Watch, transgender Rachel Levine claims children face wrong puberty. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 21, 2023. Some American children are going through the wrong puberty, says Rachel Levine, the self-described transgender assistant secretary at the Department of Health and Human Services. Adolescence is hard and puberty is hard. What if you're going through the wrong puberty? What if you inside feel that you are female, but now you're going through a male puberty? Levine said during a recent appearance in the first installment of the ABC Nightline series, Identity Denied, Trans in America. Watch below. Levine, the highest-ranking openly transgender federal official in the United States, made these remarks after being asked to respond to people who say children should wait until they are at least 18 years of age before dabbling in sex-related interventions. After being told by Nightline co-anchor Juju Chang that the argument is children are too young to know, Levine said, I want to be clear that for prepubertal children, there are no medical procedures done. The standard of care allows them to explore that with therapy. Levine, however, does not appear to be speaking from experience, as he began meddling with his sex well into adulthood, at the age of 54, and was considered transgender in 2011. The Biden administration official went on to assert in the interview that gender-affirming care is medical care. Gender-affirming care is mental health care. Gender-affirming care is literally suicide prevention care. Parents Defending Education President Nikki Haley shared the clip on Twitter, asking, "This is the expert parents are supposed to trust? It is impossible to go through the wrong puberty and he knows it," one Twitter user commented. "Telling your children that they were born in the wrong body destroys their mental health for life," another said. "It's abuse and the parents should be put in prison. Crimes against humanity. This crossdresser makes our country a laughingstock," a Twitter user third stated. "He's an embarrassment to our nation," another echoed. Another Twitter user simply wrote, "Insane." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.